For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi state media reporting that Kamel Khashoggi, the missing activist and writer, last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd, was killed in a quarrel or fight. A commission set up by the Saudis have a month to release a report. 19 Saudi nationals are being detained for the investigation. The deputy of the Saudi intelligence services has been released from his duties. Before the announcement, President Trump in Arizona on possible consequences.
Well, I think it's too early to say. We want to see. We're doing investigations right now.
A caravan of around 3,000 immigrants, mostly fleeing violence in Honduras, are trying to enter Mexico from Guatemala to seek refuge either there or in the United States. President Trump has threatened to close the border with Mexico if the caravan isn't stopped. A surge of migrants broke through a steel fence that had been padlocked shut. A U.N. special investigator says the migrants should be treated with respect and their cases considered on an individual basis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Flooding from heavy rain continues in central Texas, moving downstream to the coast. Governor Greg Abbott worried some Texans will be taken by surprise.
There are so many people here in the Austin area, for example, who already know about this flooding. But there's even more people downstream who are unaware that flooding may be coming their way.
He's added 36 counties to the state's disaster declaration. The man under arrest by Kentucky State Police for making threats against Anderson County schools was carrying 200 rounds of ammunition and a bulletproof vest. Kentucky State Police Commissioner Rick Sanders.
I can tell you that he was caught backing out of his driveway with the tools he needed to commit this heinous act.
20-year-old Dylan Jarrell admits to making the threats. Dreams of being a billionaire for millions of people holding a Mega Millions lottery ticket. No one has won it since July 24th. It's likely to end up being the largest lottery prize in U.S. history as it continues to grow. Bill Cosby wants a new trial for his sex assault case, but prosecutors are asking the judge to deny him a post-trial hearing, saying the request is meritless. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Undersecretary for the Department of Homeland Security says election security is a race without end. He says China is among the nations trying to influence American voters through social media and other means.
How they perceive policies and influence the decision-making process so that they have political candidates, whether it's in Congress or elsewhere, that are more favorable to trade policies, things like that.
And the U.S. is accusing a Russian woman of helping oversee the finances of a sweeping, secretive effort to sway American public opinion through social media in the first federal case alleging foreign interference in the 2018 midterm election. While in Scottsdale, Arizona, President Trump signs a memorandum that directs the Interior and Commerce Secretaries to reduce regulatory burdens and expedite environmental reviews for projects in the West that provide water for farmers.
For decades, burdensome federal regulations have made it extremely difficult and expensive to build and maintain federal water projects. You all know about that. Millions of Americans in the West depend on critical water infrastructure to irrigate farmland.
David Bernhard, the 49-year-old Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Interior Department and a former lobbyist for water interests in the West, says Trump's directive might be the most significant action taken by a president on Western water issues in his lifetime. Law enforcement officers in Southern California arrest at least 45 suspected gang members and seize 63 firearms and illegal narcotics. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.